Geek Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday. And if, you know, school was still a thing and college was still a thing, we'd have like fall break coming up, right? So we're gonna try to make the world seem normal. And that's why next week is fall break. And we can goof off and we can talk online and we can all get back together, tell all those stories. It'll be fantastic. And I can use information that I've learned recently for some potential interesting projects. Hi, everyone. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from the places that you do. The folks bringing it to you. The man that is ready for the weekend to start. He knows how to do it right. It's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Expensive and beautiful silk panty garments for everyone!
That's how it rolls. Hey, everyone. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
He's pretty good.
Good.
He's the best.
What happened, sir?
In 1906, electrical engineer Greenleaf Whittier Pickard receives a patent for the crystal detector, one of the first devices widely used for receiving radio broadcasts.
1920, KDKA becomes the first radio station credited with broadcasting regularly scheduled professional programming. None of that fly-by-night Wayne's World crap.
Also known as podcasting now.
Hey, we made it to WBKM in Burlington, Vermont, baby.
Are we still? I hope so.
Oh.
1931, the first commercial teletype service is introduced by American Telephone and Telegraph Company, a.k.a. AT&T.
1950, the NTSC color television system comes into effect as the standard in the United States. There will be no off-color in this country.
1951, William A. Higginbottom and Boyce B. McDaniel are issued a U.S. patent for a counter chronograph, one of the first digital timing systems.
Same day, same year, production of color television receivers for sale to the public is banned in the United States. Order M90 issued by the National Production Authority. Who are they?
1963, the earliest known use of the term hacking appears in an issue of The Tech, the MIT student newspaper. In the article, the paper reports, many telephone services have been curtailed because of so-called hackers, according to Professor Carlton Tucker, administrator of the Institute Phone System.
1974, the United States Department of Justice files its final antitrust suit against AT&T that will eventually lead to the breakup of the AT&T and its Bell system.
1979, the first artificial blood transfusion ever performed in the U.S. occurs at the University of Minnesota Hospital. The first recipient is a Jehovah's Witness whose beliefs barred him from receiving a transfusion of real blood.
What are you doing here? 1980, Steve Potasek pilots the Solar Challenger on its first solar-powered flight.
1984, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI, an organized effort to detect extraterrestrial life, is founded.
1988, at the Comdex trade show, Sony unveils the memory stick card and memory card drive, an 8-megabit storage card measured 1.5 inches and cost you $40 and proprietary. You had to have it.
Also, the first module of the International Space Station, Zarya, is launched on a Russian Proton rocket from Baikonur Cosmodrome, Kazakhstan. The $240 million cargo block will be followed 2 weeks later by the U.S. Unity connecting module.
Touchstone Pictures releases Enemy of the State, directed by Tony Scott, starring Will Smith, Gene Hackman, John Voight, Lisa Bonet, Regina King, Jack Black, and Scott Kahn. It's better than you remember.
That's true. Except for 22 years later, John Voight starts talking like he is an enemy of the state.
Hey, now.
2001, in accordance with the joint case brought by Buma Stemra, the Dutch Organization for the Defense of Copyright, and the Dutch wing of the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, or IFPI, the Court of Amsterdam orders Sharman Networks to shut down its Kazaa peer-to-peer file-sharing network within 2 weeks or pay a penalty of $40,000 for each day of non-compliance. However, in December, Kazaa will ignore the order of the court.
Because they were rolling. 2003, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced the arrest or convictions of more than 125 individuals and the return of over 70 indictments in a coordinated global operation called Operation Cyber Sweep, designed to crack down on online economic crimes, including credit card fraud, hacking, software piracy, and the sale of stolen goods over the internet.
2004, NASA launches the robotic satellite SWIFT to investigate gamma ray bursts.
2005, Microsoft hosts a 30-hour, zero-hour launch party for the Xbox 360 in Palmdale, California. G4 was there. At the event, 500 Xbox 360 systems are available for the 2,000 invited guests to use to try the system's 18 launch titles.
Also, the NASA Spirit rover marks its one Martian year anniversary on the surface of Mars.
2007, 20th Century Fox releases Live Free or Die Hard on Blu-ray and DVD in an unrated and theatrical version. The DVD of the film marks the first time a movie is sold with a digital copy specifically designed to be played on a computer or portable video player.
That movie also made Kevin Smith a lot of money. Not necessarily for his appearance, but merely the stories that he had after it.
Right.
2008, NASA announces the discovery of reservoirs of ice beneath the surface of Mars by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. One deposit of ice beneath Hellas Planitia, is estimated to cover an area roughly the size of Los Angeles.
Wow, that's Hellas cool. Birthdays?
Jeremy Jordan, 36, from Smash and Win on Supergirl.
I miss when they smashed Win on Supergirl. Laura Harris is 44 from It, 24, and dead like me.
Joel McHale, 49, from The Soup, Ted, Randy Cunningham, Ninth Grade Ninja, The Great Indoors, and was fantastic on Community.
Sabrina Lloyd is 50, that's Wade on Sliders and Numbers as well.
Sean Young, 61, from Blade Runner, Dune, Ace Ventura, was almost Catwoman, and man, I wish that they would release the, there had to be some videotape for auditioning.
Right. I mean, they've got Stocker Channing for Lois Lane, for God's sakes. Bo Derek is 64 from Orca, 10, Tarzan the Ape Man, Tommy Boy, and the underappreciated Malibu's Most Wanted.
Richard Masseur, 72, from The Thing, When the Bow Breaks, It, Orange is the New Black.
Samuel E. Wright is 74, that was Sebastian in The Little Mermaid.
Dick Smothers is 81. He's an amazing comedian, musician, and was born with the greatest porn name in history.
Estelle Parsons is 93 from Bonnie and Clyde, Dick Tracy, and the remake of That Darn Cat.
Born this day, no longer with us, in 1602, Otto von Guericke established the physics of vacuums.
1892, James Collip co-discovered insulin.
1900, Chester Gould, American cartoonist and author, created Dick Tracy.
1916, Evelyn Keyes, Gone with the Wind, A Return to Salem's Lot, and Wicked Stepmother.
1919, Phyllis Thaxter, Ma Kent in the Superman movie.
1928, Franklin Cover from The Stepford Wives, Tom on The Jeffersons.
1932, Richard Dawson from Hogan's Heroes, Match Game, Family Feud, Fletch Lives, and Running Man.
1942, Bob Einstein, Super Dave Osborne. Of course, Arrested Development and Curb Your Enthusiasm, but my God, Super Dave Osborne.
Fun fact, Bob Einstein's brother is Albert Brooks, which means Albert Brooks was born Albert Einstein. On CBS, we've got a rerun of MacGyver, New Undercover Boss, and a rerun of Blue Bloods.
ABC's got Shark Tank and 2020.
NBC has a new Blacklist and Dateline HGTV.
Fox, it's a new WWE Friday Night SmackDown!
Brother, CW has a rerun of Masters. New World's Funniest Animals and a rerun of World's Funniest Animals.
Freeform's got Minions and then Despicable Me 2, which I think is out of order, but then again, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not as up on the universe and canon of the Despicable Verse. AMC is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Animal Planet, Asia's Deadliest Beasts on a new River Monster's Deadliest Man-Eaters.
Ooh, here they come. FX, New York Times presents The Teenager Who Hacked Twitter.
I can't wait. FXX, Simpsons Marathon, Bart Sells His Soul, great one, Lisa the Vegetarian, and King-Sized Homer.
FXM has A Quiet Place.
BBC America, Casino Royale, followed by GoldenEye. Two good ones, but odd placement.
Yeah, Paramount has one that's not as good. Quantum of Solace.
Sci-Fi Channel has Tomb Raider.
That one, I remember. I had fun with that. TBS has Uncle Drew.
TNT showing Dumb and Dumber.
I saw that too many times in the theater. Science Channel, How It's Made Marathon.
But tonight we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a couple is ecstatic to move into their perfect home, but their elation wanes when their realtor becomes obsessed with them and continues to show up unannounced, refusing to leave and claiming that their lives are at risk. Christia Ann Burson and Lillian Harrison star in Ruthless Realtor.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Abby and Chad have opposite ideas about how they should be spending a rainy Sunday afternoon. Abby wants to talk about feelings, and Chad wants to do,
what every guy in the world wants to do. But look, they are smart. They can strike a balance. In the end, it seems Entaya's honest, perfect principled, outright subjective is simply the way to go. Hashtag Chatty. Forever.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
Hey, everybody. Game night was awesome. Thanks for the plug. Got a decent number of views, too. We shall see. No. We shall all miss you next week. That is from Mark. Well, Mark, we're going to miss you, too. And you're incredibly detailed. I mean, it's the information he has for the correct guess for where Chabby are. It's just, I should be collecting all these. Someone should either have this as a book or a psychological study. If you've got an idea of which one it is, drop us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Send us a voicemail. Send a text message. Use the numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
I got to get the turkey ready. And I don't mean Mark Stream.
Come on.
This is Phil Collinson. You're listening to Radio Free Scaro.
Anyone who might listen to this in the UK,
you will guffaw with amazement.
Yeah, it looks like you need a Piers Wenger in here. That's a load-bearing Wenger.
I feel the impact of Torchwood.
When we had such hope for the character, thinking, oh, wow, look at Adric, he's great. I'm sure he's starting off a little shaky here, but he'll come around. We've riled him up.
Do we need all these singing-type things for a bunch of nerds?
Pardon me, Pedantor.
That's me, Pedantor of the gutter.
There's the typical Burgess modesty we've all come to know and loathe.
This show has always been about warts and all, by God, and we'll keep doing it.
It's up on RadioFreeScaro.com.
Hooray!
Hi, this is Corin Nimick from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
I like how he humbled himself and kept just the one show and not all the other really cool things.
Yeah.
Because, God, man is fantastic.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, sure they do. And stuff even comes out. It's weird. You know, not just like Wonder Woman. What's happening?
From Hulu. They say you can never escape a mother's love. But for Chloe, that's not a comfort. It's a threat. There's something unnatural, even sinister, about the relationship between Chloe and her mom, Diane. Diane has raised her daughter in total isolation, controlling every move she's made since birth, and there are secrets that Chloe's only beginning to grasp. From the visionary writers, producers, and director of the breakout film Searching comes a suspense thriller that shows that when mom gets a little too close, you need to run. Anish Chaganti and Sev Ohanian star in Run.
Nationwide, a covert security company is the last hope of survival for an accountant after he is targeted by the world's deadliest mercenary organization. If that doesn't make any sense to you, I should tell you that Jackie Chan stars in Vanguard. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's really all you need to know. But then when bad guys become your only hope of survival, it truly is dire times. Take, for instance, poor Lewis. When he was in danger, the only person to protect him was Larry Talbot. When Dracula wanted the dim-witted porter's brain for Frankenstein's monster's body, he had only the Wolfman to watch out for him. See Glenn Strange, Lon Chaney Jr., Bela Lugosi, and Costello and Abbott in Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, only on MeTV.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky
point of view. Photos from Robert Rodriguez's family superhero movie, We Can Be Heroes, have been released, and they show the titular characters from 2005's The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lavagirl returning and are now parents.
So Taylor Lautner changes expression at least one time?
Vivian Lyra Blair from Bird Box plays the daughter of the pair who are being played by different actors. Sorry, aww, Taylor Lautner fans. In the film, aliens invaders kidnap Earth superheroes and their children must team up and learn to work together if they want to save their parents and the world.
I mean, surely the Spy Kids are going to lend a hand. There's got to at least be an appearance by Machete.
Pedro Pascal, Boyd Holbrook, Christian Slater are the heroics. Kid heroes are Priyanka Chopra Jones. And original Lava Girl Taylor Dooley is slated to appear.
Is she grandma? Are they stopping by Planet Drool?
The film gets a global launch on Netflix on January 1st, 2021, but you do not have to watch it on January 1st. You can watch We Can Be Heroes for more than one day.
Stone Village Television and Black Box Multimedia are partnering to produce a new premium TV adaptation of Frankenstein.
And not a Mary Riley-style examination of Frau Blücher?
Written by Bradley McManus, the series will focus on the behaviors and obsessions of a scientist exploring the fine thread between life and death. all set against the context of a year in which dependence on scientific breakthroughs has been paramount. Some sources have rumored this setting to be within the last decade.
Oh, so he's the modern Prometheus.
Frankenstein is sometimes credited as the first science fiction novel. Written by a 20-year-old Mary Shelley in 1818, it is no stranger to adaptations, the most famous of which is likely the 1931 Hammer film starring Boris Karloff and the now iconic makeup designed by Jack Pierce. Keep in mind, most of the pictures of him are usually Glenn Strange.
True.
Other film versions include Bride of Frankenstein, itself with a remake in the works, Frankenstein Meets Wolfman and Young Frankenstein, and of course the previously mentioned Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. It has also been reimagined for comic books, musicals, plays, ballets, TV shows, and a recent tabletop puzzle game.
Not to mention Jack Elam is the sitcom version of the creation in Struck by Lightning.
Black Box is a production firm set up by former Lionsgate UK Chief Operating Officer Guy Avshalom and is currently working on a TV adaptation of Jess Ryder's thriller, The Ex-Wife. Stone Village is the company behind HBO's award-winning series Empire Falls. McManus is best known for writing Bodyguard of Lies, the film adaptation of the Spanish-language graphic novel Garbo, The Spy Who Fooled Hitler. There were some problems securing the funding for the project, and for a bit it seemed dead. Thankfully, that got worked out as now it's alive. It's alive. It's alive!
Dark Horse Comics and craft brewery Ninkasi Brewing have a joint venture, a series of canned beers with illustrated labels, and a free comic book about brewers on a quest to vanquish bad-tasting beer.
Well, it sounds much better than the PBR Dynamite crossover, but could they throw some Hamlet in there?
Eh? Ninkasi Brewing tweeted, "Want a comic? We want to send you one, on us, with a link to where readers can sign up for a Ninkasi newsletter and receive a copy of Legend of Ninkasi, Rise of Craft."
Not Legend of Ninkasi, The Paling of Ale?
This comic is written by Jamie Floyd, co-founder of Ninkasi Brewing, and former Dark Horse editor Jim Gibbons. Art is by Eduardo Francisco, who has worked with Dark Horse in DC. In the story, the goddess Ninkasi and Triceratops go to the medieval kingdom of Eugenia to help the Dinsians fight the yoke of evil King Bloodwizen, who has the people in a stupor with dull mass-produced beer. Ninkasa, the Sumerian goddess of fermentation, is aided by Floyd and partner Nikos Ridge, who offer forbidden alternative, flavorful craft brews.
How is Axe Cop not in this? Wow. But for the truly brave, the International Profligate Assembly.
The comic promotes Ninkasi's 19.2-ounce comic can series of craft beers, Megalodon Legendary IPA, Velasa Hopter Guardian IPA, and Triceratops Double IPA.
Those are great names, but no Hottie Hefeweizen?
Dark Horse and Ninkasi Brewing announced their partnership in September of 2018 and previously promoted this comic at the Rose City Comic Con in Portland, Oregon in the before times of 2019. Based in Eugene, Oregon, Ninkasi Brewing is an independently owned and operated craft brewery. If people enjoy this, they already have plans for the epic Legend of Ninkasi, the Horde of Hipsters.
Author Alan Dean Foster, who wrote the novelizations of two of Disney's biggest franchises, has called out the studio for failing to pay him royalties.
They changed the terms of the deal.
With backing from the Science Fiction Writers Association of America, or SFWA, the author has accused the studio of halting payments after acquiring Lucasfilm, which releases Star Wars films, and Fox, the studio that owned the Alien series, until a merger with Disney in 2019.
They tried not to. Fox was on the run. Screamed, everybody comes a-running.
Foster wrote the novelizations of George Lucas's original Star Wars film, A New Hope, in 77, as well as Star Wars Splinter of the Mind's Eye in 78. He also wrote the books of the first three Alien films.
And will charm you with stories about those when you interview him.
In a letter published on the SFWA's website, it claimed that Foster's agent, Von Hansen...
Oh my god, actual Disney villains work there?
...was told by Disney's publishing branch the unpaid royalties were only allowed to be discussed should Foster sign a non-disclosure agreement.
But those that signed it felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were silenced.
According to U.S. contract law, though, the studio would have acquired both the rights to sell Foster's books as well as the obligation to pay him the agreed royalties. Mary Robinette Kowal, the SWFA's president, called Disney's response absurd and extremely concerning for the writers they collaborate with. It's not right. It's not complicated morally or ethically, and I don't think it's complicated legally, she added. It just needs to be addressed. She then went on to directly address Disney by asking them, what kind of Mickey Mouse operation is this?
A terminally ill Halloween superfan was on his deathbed when the horror franchise's star, Jamie Lee Curtis, presided over his wedding ceremony, and he then died less than an hour later.
Oh, but Michael Myers was kept at bay.
Horror fanatic Anthony Woodall, age 30, of Charleston, South Carolina, had proposed to his girlfriend Emily on Halloween in 2016, but tragedy struck when he was diagnosed with throat cancer 3 years later, also on Halloween.
Would have rather have had a rock.
Just prior to that, the movie theater where the aspiring director worked reached out to Halloween Kills director David Gordon Green to tell him about Wood's devoted fandom, who then connected him with Scream Queen, legendary lady Jamie Lee Curtis, and after learning of his diagnosis, she was so moved by the story she offered to officiate his wedding between him and his beloved fiance. Unfortunately, when the wedding rolled around on September 13th, Woodall's condition had worsened significantly. Curtis performed the ceremony over Zoom with the Fright Flick fan, while the Fright Flick fan lay unconscious in bed with his bride-to-be by his side. Before Woodall died, Gordon Green had gifted the couple a private screening of Halloween Kills, slated to be released in 2021, hopefully after the COVID-19 delays. Emily said that was the most she had ever seen him smile. You know us here, F cancer, and as a big horror fan, I gotta say that I am moved that the horror community would come together like that. So I'm so glad you went off in a good way, and Jamie Lee Curtis, you as always are awesome. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. And yeah, you know, turkey, plain and simple, deep fried, right? And if not, tell me why. Show me pictures, give me recipes. I have to sample. You have to explain to me what could possibly taste better than that. So send info, please. And try to guess where Chad and Abby are. I guess you got extra time, so ask Mark. I'm sure he's got it. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail. You could send a text. Just use
510-GRD
to make it all happen.
What do you think? It stinks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Funny. I detect no source of amusement.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
We're the only species on Earth that observes Shark Week. Sharks don't even observe Shark Week, but we do. For the same reason, I can pick up this pencil, tell you its name is Steve, and go like this.
Oh.
And part of you dies, just a little bit on the inside, because people can connect with anything. We can sympathize with a pencil, we can forgive a shark, and we can give Ben Affleck an Academy Award for screenwriting.
Big mistake.
People can find the good in just about anything but themselves. Look at me. It's clear to all of you that I am awesome. But I can never admit that because that would make me an ass. You are all better than you think you are. You are just designed not to believe it when you hear it from yourself. I want you to look to the person to your left. Sorry, look at the person sitting next to you.
Look at her, okay.
Yeah. I want you to extend to that person the same compassion that you extend to sharks, pencils, and Ben Affleck. I want you to say to that person, I forgive you.
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 Little twerp.
Pierce, I'd like you to say I forgive you.
You didn't say it?
I forgive.
You've just stopped being a study group. You've become something unstoppable. I hereby pronounce you a community.
Oh, that's nice.